His spirit
Yes.
washed in his blood,
Amen.
and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never
Glory.
fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission.
Yes.
All is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps.
All right.
This is my story.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
This
Amen.
is my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long.
Hallelujah.
I trust in God, my Savior, the one
Hallelujah.
who will never fail.
All right.
Will never fail. I trust in God,
Glory.
my Savior, the one who will never fail.
Thank you, Lord.
He will never
Yeah.
fail. I trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Kiki. Thank
Thank
you.
you, Kiki.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. Trust in God, or He will never fail. Hallelujah. Amen.
All at all times, His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I so
Jesus.
shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble hearts shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh,
Amen.
magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Let's exalt His name together. Hallelujah. For this is another day the
Hallelujah.
Lord has made.
Amen.
Amen. Rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. This is the
Thank
first
you.
day of February,
Yes. Amen.
2026.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has brought us through 1 month.
Amen.
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 Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you,
New
Lord.
year.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're starting on the second one. Praise God for all He continued to do and keep us through all our troubles and our cries and our tribulation. God is working it out for us
Amen.
all the time.
All the time.
Yes,
Thank you,
God.
Lord.
We don't know what He's doing. He's doing something for us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We may not see it, but He's doing it all the time.
Yes, he
Hallelujah. Without Him, we could do nothing.
Amen.
I'm glad to be in the number one
Amen.
more time.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to see the blessing of the Lord even in the snow.
All right
Amen.
now. Yes.
Because He made it snow.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
He did. He made it for a purpose.
Amen.
Yes.
It comes and does its job that we can continue to do what He wanted to do.
Yes.
All these things are part of life.
Yes,
Amen.
yes.
And I'm glad that He knows what to do and how to do it and when
How
to
to
do
do
it.
it.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory be to
You
God.
can count on God.
That's a blessing. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Kiki said, trust Him.
Yes.
All your ways, and He will bring everything to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, it didn't come our way if he didn't meant for it to come to us to do some good.
That's right. Tell
Whatever
Pastor.
is coming to us is for doing us some good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know we got to go through different things to get different things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is all in all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We give honor to God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all of you in Zoom land.
Amen.
To Nevada, Dr. Veronica Lewis, to Elder Giss, to an assistant, and to Kiki for the song.
Amen.
Prayer, Steve, and Scripture, Elder Green. I think I got everybody that, and Elder Bush singing.
Amen.
Amen. Loon Land worshiping with us today.
Amen.
Everything is good, good, good.
Yes. Amen.
And the number.
Yes, it is.
One more day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So as we
thank you, God.
Go to the book of 2 Timothy.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 7. It's coming to remind you of some things today.
Amen.
I'm bring nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture said there ain't nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
That's right.
It's been here since the beginning. Whatever it is, it's been here since the beginning. Might be in a different form or shape, but it was here before.
Amen.
It was a second.
Everything was here, that's here now, was here then.
Second Timothy.
And changed from one form to another.
I mean, seven verses.
Second Timothy.
We call it recycling.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Okay. 2 Timothy.
1, verse 7. Okay.
Chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Somebody, God didn't give it to us.
God didn't give it to us.
And God didn't give it to us.
Right.
We go around from day to day, month to month, year to year, claiming things that God didn't give us.
Right.
And if God didn't give it to you, you don't have to have it.
Amen.
All right. The only thing you got to have is what God gave you.
Yeah, that's
true. Everything else is null and void in our life because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's any good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Only good comes from God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is evil because it comes from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We have that choice. Every day, all day long, all the time,
mm-hmm.
we choose the word of God over the word of man.
Amen.
So we want to get wise in our own understanding,
mm-hmm.
and think we know more than God.
Mm-hmm.
We start spreading doubt even to his existence. Because
mm-hmm.
things didn't work out the way you thought it ought to work out.
Well, my Lord.
What you would do. Things are not working out according to what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
How you would do it. When you would do it. Things are going to do work out according to the will of God. Because his will must be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God didn't give us the spirit.
That's true.
And that's something the devil, if God didn't give it, then the devil gave it. There's only two sources. It either come from the Lord or it came from the devil.
That's right.
Okay. So if God didn't give it, the devil gave it. And we don't not want anything the devil got.
Amen. Amen.
Because whatever devil got is not right.
Amen.
That's right.
It is like a mirage. You think it's there, but it's not there.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because the really and truly, the devil has nothing to give you.
That's true.
Did not the scripture say the earth is the Lord's and what?
Fullness thereof.
Fullness thereof. And everything that exists in it, it belongs to God.
Amen.
So the devil can't give you nothing that's not his.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like you can't give nobody no land that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then even that you got, you can't just give it away.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
You got to go through legal processes and things. Uh-huh. Even just to give it away.
Amen.
So they can throw whatever you're trying to do with whatever you got to do it with.
Uh-huh.
You just can't, like, you just can't get in the car and start driving it.
Right. Uh-uh.
You got to go buy some legal channels.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some paperwork that got to be done. And
mm-hmm.
taxes that got to be paid. And whatever else that's going on to get to, you can be on the road with that automobile.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get checked out to see how it's safe.
That's true. It is. Hmm. That's right.
You don't own nothing. The word said it is certain that we've bought nothing in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take nothing out.
That's
true. So it was here when you got here, and it's going to be here when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. So don't worry about it. God's got it in control.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All things are working together toward the good of them that love God. Keep that in mind.
Amen.
Let us not fear the things of this world, because it's not going to be done no more than what God allows it to do. God is not doing a whole lot of things we claim he's doing. He just allows it to happen.
Tell it,
because it's part of his word that was in existence when Adam and Eve broke the law.
Mm.
Anyway, one law to keep, one law to live by.
My Lord.
And that was seemed easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it.
All they do is not to eat. They can eat everything else, but except that one.
Mm-hmm.
We want that one. Okay. Whatever it is, we never, never, never seem to have enough.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Amen. We want it.
We won't. And then we start getting so much, we started piling it up over here and piling it up over there. We don't know what we got, and we're going to buy the same thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we got that spirit of greed, because God didn't give us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The only thing we need to be greedy at is his word.
Amen.
And make sure, because you never get enough, too much of his word.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. His word is there to help you and to lead you and to guide you and to keep you in the way of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So we need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid
mm-hmm.
of things of this world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever it is, God expects you to accept it Hallelujah. Because it's working for your good.
Amen.
Yes.
And keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's going to be for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, somehow, and somewhere down the road, mm-hmm. it's going to wind up being for your good. So be thankful for him in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And not get caught up in the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture says, don't be conformed to the things of the world. Don't try to be like the world.
Amen.
Okay? Be what the Lord called you to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And how he called you to be it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, and we can do it with joy.
Joy. Amen. Yes.
And everything, there's some joy. Because James said, count it all.
Mm-hmm.
As joy.
Mm-hmm.
We enter into these diverse temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we don't have a power counting the good as joy.
My Lord.
The diverse temptations that come our way each day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the problem in having found the joy that's in it.
Because
we get focused on the negative part of it.
That's true.
And God didn't give you a spirit of negativity. God didn't give you that spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He, the negative for individuals say, I can't.
Tell it,
Pastor.
Okay. I just can't, I can't do this. I can't take it, and I can't do this. I'm about to go crazy crying. No, God didn't give you that spirit.
Amen.
Come on, sure didn't.
Okay. He gave you a spirit that says, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says, some things with man, some things are impossible.
That's right.
But with God.
But with God,
all
things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, since all things are possible with him, through us, okay, and by us, then we ought to be glad and rejoice in the fact that it's going to work out for my good. I can count it as joy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's part of my joy, and I just got to learn to accept it and receive it.
Mm.
And the quicker we do that, the faster our blessings will come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And our victory in the Lord will be there, showing up every day, all the time, all day long.
Amen. It's a blessing.
All right. So, the word saying, for God had not given us the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Are you scared? Are you afraid?
Mm-hmm.
God didn't give you that spirit of fear.
Right. Amen.
Right. Right. So, if it didn't come from God, it came from who?
The devil.
It came from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give him back his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We don't need his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
He listened to him and received his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how everything got thrown out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
Because we're trying to get everything that we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even have time to use what you already got.
Mm-hmm.
And we can find ourselves not using a whole lot of things, just laying around accumulating dust.
Mm-hmm.
Getting you more cleaning job to do, and you don't even want to clean what's already there.
Amen.
Okay. And here we add more on.
Mm-hmm.
And give you more work to do, and we're fussing about why we got to do this work. But if you didn't been so greedy getting the things done, you wouldn't have to worry about trying to keep it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We won't. We accumulate, but we don't want to do what we need to do to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
Our colony maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going and getting the maintenance done, we keep on riding on it after a while the car breaks down. Because we didn't do what we needed to do to keep it going. Okay. All right. So if the car is a good thing, but the car can be a bad thing once you don't follow the rules.
That's true.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
All right. And he continues to give us good things.
Yes, he does.
God didn't give us that spirit of fear.
That's right.
He gave us a spirit of power.
Power.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Power to overcome whatever it is that you're being afraid of.
Thank you, Lord.
Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. You have the greatest power. You have the greatest part of life. It's in you. God put it in you. His spirit is in us.
My
spirit is greater than the devil's spirit. Okay? Because even the devil belongs to God and is subject to him. Okay, so everything is his. All right? And everything belongs to him. So we need to keep in mind that the spirit of fear is not of the Lord. Okay. He's giving you power to overcome whatever that is.
Yes.
And he's going to do what he needs to do.
Yes,
and
he
God
is.
Will never fail.
Right.
He will never fail. Anybody believe that?
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. I believe
so it. If you believe that, then we not fear.
Amen.
Because God never fails.
Never fails.
His word is true. And everything gonna be all right after a while. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear?" You got the Lord on your side.
That's right.
Who are you afraid of?
Tell it,
Is there anybody greater than the Lord? Is there anybody that can do more than what he can do?
Tell it.
No.
Is there anybody that can overpower him? God is your salvation. Yeah. God is your life. Don't you got to fear nobody?
Amen.
Because he that be with us is more than thou that be against us.
Amen.
He that be with us is greater than anything else here, because whatever it is, he made it.
Tell it.
And so he's greater than whatever he made.
That's right.
Anything that you got to have, they got to come to him and ask. Even if couldn't do a thing to Job, they went to see God and get permission to work on him.
That's true.
Right? So he is, and we ought not be afraid of anybody.
Tell it. Amen.
Other than God.
Amen.
To be of God and not man. Fear the Lord.
Glory be to God.
He will help you out each and every day with all your fears.
Yes, he will.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yes, sir.
My whom shall I be afraid? Everything I have, everything I want, everything I desire, everything I need is in Jesus.
Jesus.
It's in him. He is the strength of my life. I get my strength from him because the word told me the joy
of the Lord
is my strength.
Yes,
so my
sir.
Strength comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And I And they said, I will look to the hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But come to my help. My help comes from who?
The Lord.
Come from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is his. It's the strength of my life.
Yes, sir.
Whom shall I be afraid? I ain't got to be afraid of nobody.
Nobody.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because the one I should fear is on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So I know all he's going to do is help me out
mm-hmm.
and bless me.
Amen.
That's true.
All the day, all the time, he's mm-hmm. going to bless me. And things will work out. So when the wicked, even my enemies and mm-hmm. my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail.
Milo,
Jesus.
But God is taking care of it.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
And whatever it is, God got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He will stop them in that track before they even come to take and do mm-hmm. the harm to me.
Yes,
he is.
God will handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes to me, because God says I need this in my life
mm-hmm.
to get me where I need to be in him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that I will get my reward for it by and by.
Mm-hmm.
On this side or on the other side.
Yeah.
I won't lose out on anything.
Glory be to God.
God is keeping it for me because somebody said in the song, what's for me is for me.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
I don't get it on this side, I get it on the other side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. So when the wicked and my enemy came upon them, they all stumbled and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Though an host should encamp against me,
mm-hmm.
my heart shall not fear.
My Lord.
And so we ought not to have no fear in us at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Don't be afraid of anything.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever it is that's negative in our lives,
mm-hmm.
that God and you gonna work it out.
Amen.
It's gonna work out
yeah.
somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way.
God's gonna make it work for my good.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
And he's not here to please me, but we're here to please him.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're here for his purpose.
Amen.
He's got a job for you.
Mm-hmm.
He has already made you able to do that job.
Tell it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So stop saying what you can't do and say what you can do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop talking about what I can't do and talking about what I can do through mm-hmm. Christ.
Amen.
Provides the strength for me to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's nothing too hard.
Nothing.
Amen.
For our God.
Amen.
Amen.
So we all should rise against us.
Mm-hmm.
In this will I be confident.
Mm-hmm.
One thing.
A
desire of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I make
one thing I will seek after.
Mm-hmm.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty
mm-hmm.
of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And inquire in his temple.
Mm-hmm.
For in the time of trouble,
yes,
he shall hide me.
Hide me.
Mm-hmm. In his prevail.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, whatever it is, God's going to cover me.
Mm-hmm.
In the time of trouble, said he shall hide me in his pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the secret of his tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hired me. So I ain't got to do it myself. God's gonna cover me.
Amen.
That's right.
Make your chance.
Okay. Let's put it in his hand.
Yes.
And allow him to work it out.
Yes. He will.
Okay. Don't fear. Give it to him.
Amen.
Okay. Don't worry about what you think the end ought to be. God has got the best ending for you.
Yes.
And it's always for your good.
Thank you.
Whatever it is, it is for your good.
Amen.
So don't fear about what's going to happen, what might happen. Let God be God.
Yeah, that's right.
And you be his subject. So in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me in his pavilion. He shall set me up upon a rock. He put me on some solid ground.
Thank you.
And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Those around me and about me. Therefore will I offer into his house, his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So instead of crying the blues, stop singing praises to the Lord.
Sing praises.
Amen.
And stop being afraid of what's going, the thing to be happening in your life, or in your family life, or whatever. Stop worrying about that. You can't do a thing about it.
That's true.
But if you could do something about it, you wouldn't be worrying about it.
Amen.
It seems the thing that we can't do nothing about, we worry about it. That's a double negative. You already know you can't do nothing about it.
That's right. You
worry about not being able to do nothing about it. That means that you need to be giving it to Jesus, casting all your cares upon him.
He
cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Hear, O Lord, and when the Lord cried with his voice, have mercy upon him and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, the heart says unto the Lord, our face I will seek. Hide not thy face from me. But not put not thy servant away. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, and neither forsake me. God is my salvation. And when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. We ain't got to worry about nothing. God's gonna have it. Teach me that way, O Lord, and lead me into plain path. Because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies.
Yes, God.
For false things, false witnesses against me, and let be that cruelty. This is, I had fainted. I would have given up. I would have thrown in the towel. But I remember the blessings of the Lord in the days gone by.
Amen.
In the land of the living. I believe to see that God's work is coming out.
Yes, it is.
It out for me. And so David said, when I was able to look back over there and think things over, I found out that my God has been handling things all my life.
Well, that's true.
So then that gave him hope. So he said, since God been doing it in the past, I'm going to wait on him now.
Yes, sir.
Do it again. So he will do it again
and again and again
and again.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Playing it out. He did it yesterday. He will do it today.
Yes.
God is a day. God is a God that forgives you over and over again. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He doesn't keep up with how many times you've done wrong.
Amen.
Yeah, keep it and throw it in your face every time you ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. So, in the blood of Jesus.
So be of good courage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's strengthening it in their heart.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
Stay on the Lord.
In the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. Now, God, so remember, God didn't give you that spirit.
Amen.
And since he didn't give you that spirit, you don't have to have that spirit.
You sure don't.
Okay. Now, I'm going to name out some things and I need you to say, God didn't give it. Okay. These things that we have, some people have in their lives, and that the devil could try to put there the works of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't give it to you.
That's true.
Amen.
Okay. Adultery.
God didn't give it to you.
Fornication.
God didn't give it to you.
Sex uncleanness.
God didn't give it to you.
Lasciviousness.
God didn't give it to you.
Adultery.
God didn't give it to you.
Witchcraft.
God didn't give it to you.
And you don't have to have it, so give it back to the devil.
God didn't give it to you. Give it back to the devil,
because he didn't give it to you.
That's true.
All right. Now, this is what he did give you. We already told you he gave you a spirit of love, power, and sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that spirit of love, he gave you the fruit of the spirit.
Amen. Yes,
this is love.
God gave you joy.
Amen.
God gave it to me. God gave you peace.
I gave it to me.
So since we got joy and peace, what kind of we going to use it?
Tell the
pastor. Gave it to me.
God gave it to you, so why aren't you using it?
Amen.
Why are you out here worrying and getting all stressed out?
Uh-huh.
When God gave you joy.
Amen.
God gave you joy in the morning, joy in the noon, joy in all. At night, joy yes, all day long. He gave you peace.
Yes.
God gave you peace.
Yes, he did.
God gave you
the ability to suffer alone.
Amen.
Yes.
God gave it to you. We didn't claim that. He didn't give it to us.
Amen. God gave it to you.
But he gave you a spirit for a long suffering.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He gave the spirit for gentleness.
Amen.
Yes.
You don't have to be rough and honoring.
My Lord.
Be gentle.
Amen.
Okay. He wants you like a lamb.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to send you out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Against your enemies going to be in the skies.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed up in sheep clothes.
That's right.
Okay, because they're going to be wolves.
Uh-huh.
Sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed up like saints.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, one you may think so highly of. Some of them are going to come on you.
Mm.
And instead of exhorting you, they're going to pull you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But God gave the Spirit to handle it.
Amen.
Goodness and faith.
Mm-hmm.
Meekness and temperance.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you self-control.
Yes, he did.
Yes, so he did. I can't have. Remember that little mm-hmm. cake word again.
Uh-huh.
I can't help myself, they said. I've been this way all my life.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So you ain't done what the word said there because you're supposed to have been a new person.
I know that's
true. Uh-huh.
Once you came out of Christ, you became a new person.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Old things have passed away.
Yes, right.
Behold, all things that have become new.
Mm-hmm.
You used to couldn't control that temple.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Because it had nothing to control it in you.
Amen.
Now you got God in you in the form of his Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
And the Spirit tells you what you ought not
yes.
to be doing.
Yes, yes.
Or what you ought to be doing. And we override him and just do what you want to do anyway.
Amen. That's true. Tell it, Pastor.
But God didn't give you that Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To override his Spirit.
Uh-huh.
He gave you the Spirit to accept what he says.
Amen.
And handle it the way he says. Love your enemy.
Yes.
Love him.
Pray for them to despitefully use you.
Amen.
And yeah. Love them and hate them not.
That's true.
So. It says, there ain't no law that you can write against this.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can stop you from being meek. Nobody can stop you from being under self-control.
Amen.
That's true.
No laws govern that.
Mm-hmm.
No laws govern your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't have faith.
That's right.
You can't be good. You Amen. Can't be gentle. You can't be long-suffering. You can't be have no peace. You can't have no joy. There ain't no laws on that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God gave you those things.
Amen.
And nobody else can handle it and take it from mm-hmm. you.
That's right.
God gave it to me.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So let's go back to these fruits of the Spirit again and then say, God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me.
Fruit of the Spirit and love.
God gave it to me.
Joy.
God gave it to me.
Peace.
God gave it to me.
Long suffering.
God gave it to me.
Gentleness.
God gave it to me.
Goodness.
God gave it to me.
Faith. God gave it to me.
Meekness.
God gave it to me.
God gave it to me.
Give them no law.
Amen.
But God done what?
Gave it to me.
He gave it to me.
Yes.
God gave it.
Hey, God
thank
gave
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You
can't
have it.
Amen.
God you, gave it. And you can't take it from me.
Yes.
God
you,
gave it.
God gave it.
God
gave
it. God gives, and God takes away, but God gave me all of this joy.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory.
Glory to God. He gave it to me. Faith and power. He gave it.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take it away. You should give it to him.
Did he give it to you? God gave you these things?
God gave me yes, love, mommy. Peace, joy, and
yeah.
all.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
All that I can and he didn't give me all I can't.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Good word, Pastor.
Thank Amen. You, the Lord has used Pastor in a mighty way this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, something that we can look upon and reflect upon and I encourage us
Amen.
To go back and listen to this message again.
Amen.
I truly believe that we'll get more strength from it. We'll get more outcome from it.
Mm-hmm.
And by applying the word to our life, we can see what the Lord is talking to us and teaching us on what to do in all manners.
Amen.
So we thank God for the word on this morning, and we pray that it's been a blessing to each of us. Mm-hmm. But if there's anyone here that's listening on today that want to change your life and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, today is the day. You are welcome to come and fellowship in the kingdom of God's children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lorraine, you have an invitational song that you would like to lead us into at this point so people can actually meditate for this moment on what was preached on this morning.
Oh, to Jesus, I surrender all. To him I freely. I will ever
thank you, Jesus,
and trust him.
Today is your day.
His presence freely.
Hallelujah.
I surrender.
Thank you, Lord. Just give it to the Lord, and he will work it out for you.
To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Skits. Thank you, Pastor, for that mighty word and allowing the Lord to use you on this day, reminding us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Be thankful of all things and find the joy. Glory to God.
Amen.
We turn it back over to you, Pastor.
Your attendance today and your prayer for the service to go on. Thank you for your support and prayer for the family.
Amen.
And we count it all joy. Whatever it is, we count it all joy. And accept what the Lord has for us in our life. Okay? Just receive it with cheerfulness. Receive it knowing that God's working it out. And continue to pray to him today, because the word said, man ought to always pray. So pray all through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
Give him thanks all day long. Father, in the amen. Name of Jesus, we pray that thou will move in our situation to request. In the name of Jesus, God, the surgeon, his hands, and the anesthesia, all of this, and all that working in the surgery team.
Yes, Lord.
May
yes,
everything sir. Be according to your will, and everything be perfect and then normal.
Yes,
yes sir.
Go on with the operation of that will be taking place. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Yes, okay, everything be just like you want it to be.
Yes, Jesus.
And it be and not according to man, but according to your word.
Yes,
in
yes,
Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for doing it, and we thank you for the procedure being carried out as it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
No mistakes, no negative things happening.
Yes,
but Jesus, everything will be positive.
In yes, Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now unto him who is able to present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak in me and the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and the Bible is for and evermore. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.